26 minutes after 5. South African time, it's a beautiful Monday morning, the 28th of Shawwal, 1443. Let's welcome our beloved listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, our beloved listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And let's welcome our beloved Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this Monday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 28th of Shawwal 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 20, Surah Taha, verses 127 and 128. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, in our previous lessons, we mentioned to you that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, whosoever turns away from my reminder, my Quran, and the glorious Quran, then in this worldly life already they will have a taste of the punishment, and that is a miserable, a humiliating, disgraceful lifestyle. They can be multi-millionaires or billionaires. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. And tomorrow, on the day of justice, the day of reckoning, they will be resurrected blind. When he will ask Allah, why am I blind? I could see in the world. Almighty Allah's answer and response will be, my verses came to you, you forgot it, you abandoned it, you neglected it. وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. Allah Jalla Wala never ever forgets, so you are abandoned and neglected, so that is the punishment. So Almighty Allah mentions the law now, chapter 20, Surah Taha, verses 127, 128. وَكَذَٰلِكَ. And similarly, نَجْزِي. We will continue punishing مَنْ أَسْرَفَ. Those people who go beyond the parameters, boundaries and limits of Islam. They totally break the laws. Muslim and non-Muslim. How does it mean Muslim and non-Muslim? وَلَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ. And those are the people who have not brought Iman. Iman, faith from the inner recesses of their heart in the verses of Almighty Allah. So the non-Muslim, we can understand that they reject Islam, they reject the finality, they reject Prophet Muhammad, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Quran. But the Muslim, millions of people have Muslim names, but they don't have the true faith and the true conviction. They are just Muslim by name today. How many you find like that? So people like that, also the punishment will come. Allah Jalla Wala is the best judge. We pass the verdict according to the prima facie evidence. That evidence that comes to us, but remember, Yawm al-Hisab, Yawm al-Din, the day of justice, the day of reckoning, is what Almighty Allah will pass the final judgment. وَلَعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَشَدُّ وَأَبْقَى. And the punishment in the year after is much, much worse and eternal and perpetual. So remember, everlasting punishment because of the kufr and blasphemy, because of the shirk and polytheism and idol worship, because of the nifaq and hypocrisy, paying lip service to Islam, but the heart is devoid of iman and inner conviction. Almighty Allah wants humanity to realize that what history, the true history is teaching us, أَفَلَمْ يَهَدِ لَهُمْ, what has it not become apparent to them? Has it not become manifest to them? كَمْ أَهَلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنَ الْقُرُونَ, how many generations Almighty Allah has decimated, annihilated and destroyed. أَهَلَكْنَا, the royal pronoun Almighty Allah uses. Why? Because to stamp his authority and majesty, only we can do that. In a split second, we can destroy the whole world and the entire creation. Min al-qurun, the generations of the past, Allah decimated, annihilated them. Yamshuna fi masakinihim, they were walking around in their houses, in their palaces, royal palaces, and so forth and so on. The Pharaoh, the ten-pot dictator, and so many other ten-pot dictators came, zalims came, oppressors came. Inna fi zalika la ayatil li ulin nuha, indeed in that there are signs for the people of intelligence and intellect. So that is what Quran Sharif is telling us. Today we will only carry one story. I'm sure every person in the world heard that what happened yesterday there by the Nazi apartheid terrorist regime of Israel, and there are settlers, 77,000 settlers entered our third holiest place illegally against Islamic law, against international law. And remember, you Muslims and you Arabs and everyone needs to wake up. This is not a smack in the face for the Palestinians. This is a smack in the face for every true Muslim. We have to underscore and underline the word true Muslim. They will be the ones who will feel so hurt, and some action must take place. So what has happened? You heard now what Almighty Allah says. The people who go beyond the limits, Allah will punish them in this world, and in the year after it will be much more worse. And much worse. And remember, these are signs for people of intelligence, intellect. 1948, the apartheid terrorist regime, Nazi regime of Israel, with their Nazi tactics, remember, occupied, and they took over Palestine through fraudulent means. Everything is apparent now. Remember, they have control over the media in most parts of the world, but they don't have control over the internet as yet. So therefore, everything gets exposed. How they murdered our sister Shirin Abu Aqila. She was a Christian, but the whole world saw that, and they are humiliated, disgraced. So that happened in 48, that they occupied, illegally took over Palestine. 1967, they conquered and occupied Jerusalem, as they say, and that also illegal, and 55 years. So what was this march yesterday, the flag march? And why did Bennett and his war criminal say that this is the route you must take? He himself is a settler. He himself said that, remember, he killed many Arabs, and there's no problem in that. So turn it the other way around. If the Muslim says, the Palestinian says, we killed the Jutla, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. So what's the problem? There's no problem in that. Islamically also, it is justified. So remember that. So they wanted to show the Palestinians. We want to show the Muslim world and the Arab world, whole of Jerusalem, whole country is Israel. There's nothing like Palestine as far as they are concerned. They must be treated like animals and so forth. Go listen and go read the statements of Ben Gurion and so forth. Go see what they are. People have to say they are rabbis and so forth. So now 55 years occupation, 74 years for Palestine, 55 years occupation of Al-Quds al-Sharif of Jerusalem. They say the eternal and undivided capital, and that is what they were showing the Muslim world, the Arab world yesterday. We will march, 70,000 plus will march, and what can you do about it? We will enter with our illegal flags, the apartheid Nazi flag of Israel. We will enter with our settlers. We will pray there, and we will be the people to desecrate the Masjid al-Aqsa or Qubbat al-Sakhra. That whole area is Masjid al-Aqsa, 35 acres. Muslims, you better better wake up and understand what is happening, wasting your time with soccer and movies and haram activities. So start learning what is happening there in the first Qibla. So that was the march yesterday, flag march, through the Muslim quarters, through the Damascus gate. All that belongs to Muslims. The whole Palestine belongs to Muslims. There is no such thing as apartheid Israel. It is occupied, remember, Palestine. So that is the true terminology. My question to the Arab Tanpod dictators, you Saudis, what you doing about this? Remember, you are silent. You will even call the Israeli general to speak with him how to do security and all. All that documented, go and see in the Haaretz, go and see. The Haaretz editorial said this was 100% just to provoke the Palestinians. That is why that march took place. And you must ask yourself, Emirati leadership, I address the leadership. You in Bahrain, you in Egypt, you in Morocco, you in Jordan, you are a shame and a disgrace to the Muslims. You all are the traitors to the Muslims. You all are the murtads and out of the fold of Islam. And any person who is independent, he will tell you that. Yes, people who have become aligned to you and they take money from you, they will be silent. But you won't silence us, inshallah. We will speak the truth whether you like it or not. So that is vis-a-vis Israel, America, and the Arab Tanpod dictators and traitors. You, the Muslim Ummah, need to do five things. Number one, you need to read Iqra. Number two, you're supposed to be making dua. Number three, any person who supports Israel and their policies, remember that we need another new Hitler. And the Hitler is Putin. I'll be sending it out today. Christian priests are saying, what the Putin is doing is 100% right. The Christian priests are saying it in their church. So some of them. So therefore, remember I sent out an article yesterday. Non-Muslims, the Jane Gardiner, why are the Jews so hated and humiliated in the world? They were kicked out from 79 countries. Everything is written, remember, in black and white. So remember, they are not a chosen people. They are the cursed people, Quran says. They are the people, Quran says, will be punished till the day of Qiyamah. Chapter 7, verse 167. And the last point you must know, help the Palestinians. You can go from South Africa, whichever country. So take your zakat, take your sadaqat, all these type of things. So start reading, start making dua, take your money. And fourth one, remember to start telling your children and the new generations that this is what we need to understand, who our worst enemies are. Almighty Allah states in chapter 5, verse 82, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. They are the Jews and the mushriks, the idol worshippers. You see the unholy alliance, you must remember, of India and Israel. So both are apartheid regimes, both have ethnic cleansing, both treat the Muslims as second, third, fourth class citizens. And remember, cry to Allah. Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain. Allah protect Masjidul Aqsa and all our masajid throughout the world. May Almighty Allah give us tawfiq. Inshallah, 8:30 to today, I will be the guest for Maulana Zahid Khan, and we'll be discussing many important issues between 8:30 and 9. Between 1 and 2 will be the tafsir of the Noble Quran. Between 2 and 2:30 will be the report back of our trip to Durban. Wonderful. Allah reward all parties involved. So detail, inshallah, will come between 2 and 2:30 today, inshallah, Aziz. Between 8 and 10 will be the live Q&A with Maulana Arafat Hatti and myself. Barakallahu fik.
Let's go to Palito, Ustad. A listener wants to know, are state funerals permitted for Muslims, Ustad?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Remember, when they speak of a state funeral, most of the time the people for whom they have the state funeral are those people who are the worst people, remember. People murdering, killing Muslims and so forth. In Islam, there's no such thing as a state funeral, and the flags must fly at half masked and so forth. I give you one recent incident. This is a non-Muslim person. Because it was a big thing, somebody even sent the article to me. So the whole article. So remember that Shane Warne, he was a big cricketer and he was the bowler and what have you. So Australia had, you must remember, a state funeral for him. Go study his lifestyle. Go study how he was divorced. How many women prostitutes he was involved in. He died here in Thailand. What he was doing there. So in Islam, all this are totally haram. And for people to participate in that also is haram. Understand that also. That for Muslims to go, remember to participate in that. Whether it is in the church or whether it is anywhere else. Remember all that is haram. Quran has said that. وَلَا تُسْوَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا. So state funeral for Muslim, so-called Muslim leaders, non-Muslim leaders, all this haram in Islam. Surah 9 verse 84. وَلَا تُسْوَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا. That you cannot pray for them and you can't stand there by their grave. You can't go to their memorial services. All this is haram. Quran Kareem taught us, لَا تَتَّخِذُ الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَ أَوْلِيَا. Do not take the Jews and Christians to be your friends. They are the friends of one another. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ Chapter 5, verse 51. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, authentic hadith, مَنْ كَثَّرَ سَوَادَ قَوْمٍ فَوَمِنْهُمْ مُسْنَدَ أَبِي أَوَانَا. Whoever increases the number of the vices and evil, you become part and parcel of them. Hadith in Abu Dawood, authentic, مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَوَمِنْهُمْ. So the Muslims today are like herd mentality. They want to mimic and imitate the kuffar culture, not permissible in Islam.
Sister Abigail wants to know, Ustad, if you could please elaborate on this. UK government opens 24.5 million fund for mosque protection against hate crimes, Ustad.
Remember that they all will use Islam. I sent it to our news team as well last night, that Sister Abigail. The article you are referring to and alluding to. So I told you America will use the Uyghur Muslims, the Chinese Muslims in Xinjiang, and all these places. Why? Nothing to do with Islam and Muslims. Politics means expediency. So you must remember that. So when it means expediency, they will try and use the Muslims and say, we're speaking of democracy, we're speaking of human rights. I'm asking sleepy Joe Biden. He doesn't know which is North Korea, which is South Korea. He doesn't know, you must remember, what is the real politics and so forth in the Muslim Arab countries. They just do what Congress tells them to do. They are the puppets in front. So anyway, I pose this question to the American administration. So if you are so concerned about the Muslims who are oppressed, then 100% they're oppressed. The Chinese government must be condemned in the strongest terms for their aggression, transgression. But what about you? More than 20 years, my brothers, sisters, my brothers, are there in Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay, from 300-400, now 38 of them are there. What about my sister, Dr. Afia Siddiqui? So where's her human rights? Where's her due process? Where's the due process for our brothers, remember, in Guantanamo Bay? So they use Islam just for their own agenda, hidden agenda, ulterior motive. Pojo is in big, deep trouble. The people from his own party, some of them want him must resign the party gate. These guys are addicted to alcohol, wine, dine and swine is their culture. So you must remember a diversion now. So you need a diversion. The heat is on the party. You see the ruling party. So they will now say that let's give the Muslims this. So we will do this for the Muslims, do this. Because the Muslim vote is very important. Whether it be in America, whether it be in Britain or what have you. And more Muslims are realizing now, the youth as well, that these people are haramis, whole lot of haramis. So remember, if you don't know the term B, it means B, harami, it means B. So that is, they will use you and they will throw you away like a condom, as is America's policy. Biden speaks about human rights democracy. Where's human rights democracy in Saudi Arabia? Where's human rights democracy in Emirates? Where's democracy, human human rights in Egypt. These are all done for dictators, remember that. So that is what you will see. They speak with the forked tongue. So this is just, you know, semantics in gymnastics to make Muslims fools. Oh, see how government is so sympathetic. They want your money and they want your votes.
Somebody says, you Ustad, that my brother married my best friend's daughter and they got divorced. Now my friend wants nothing to do with me, Ustad.
So remember, anything in life you do, whether it is worldly matters and affairs, or whether it is our religious matters and affairs, first thing in life you must ask yourself, innamal a'malu binniyat, that the one will be judged according to the intention. But remember, good intentions do not justify haram actions. People say, no, I went to the church, or I went here to the synagogue, or I went there, not just for investigation and learning. I went to go and participate in the prayer. So all this Abrahamic accord, everybody must pray together. So all this totally haram and got nothing to do with Islam. How good your intention might be, it still remains haram for all times, all places, and all circumstances. So similarly, each one of us, whatever we do, we must always visit and revisit and recheck what is our motive and intention. Our intention must be to propagate Islam, learn Islam, practice Islam, propagate Islam, and make others do the same. So that is what we are here for. We are not here to defend Muslims. We are here to propagate Islam in its pristine purity. So you, my brother, you had a best friend. Somebody's son got married to somebody's daughter. Somebody's cousin got married to somebody's daughter. Now things turn sour, and now you don't want to speak. So remember that we don't know who's right, who's wrong. When people tell me there's turmoil in a marriage in nikah, I normally tell them, I don't say all, but I'll say many, many cases. If you really want to make sulah and reconcile, then remember the reconciliation process must start that both parties are wrong. If you're going to say me me tu tu, you don't understand me me tu tu, I'm right and you wrong and I'm right, it will never work out. Both parties start, yes, I also am wrong on certain aspects, you are also wrong on certain aspects, so let us learn from our previous and past mistakes, and then we move to the future, and we look for common grounds where it will be for the present and future a smooth relationship. So that is how you save the marriage. Our job, hamara kaam, jorna hai, torna nahi. We must save the marriage and not break the marriage as far as possible. That's one point. Second one, your friend or you cut off ties, sever ties, all that is haram. Chapter 47, verses 22-23, in tawallaytum, when you have power, you have influence, you have wealth, or whatever. Antufsidu fil ard, then you sever the family ties, and you cause mischief on this earth, and you sever the family ties. Watuqatiu arhamakum, those are the people Allah states. Chapter 47, verses 22-23. Ulaika alladhina la'anahumullah, Allah jalla wala curses them. Fa asammahum wa a'ma absarahum, and Allah makes them spiritually deaf and spiritually blind. So remember that is a major sin. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, one Muslim severing ties with another Muslim without justification, la yahillu li muslimin ay yahjura akhahu fawqa thalath, faman hajara fawqa thalath famata dakhala an-nar. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, is not permissible for a Muslim to sever ties with another Muslim for more than 3 days. You die in that case, no salam, no nothing. That person makes salam, you just turn your face away. Dakhala an-nar, he enters Jahannam and the hellfire. So minimum requirement, make salam, provided the person is Muslim, is not murtad, is not out of the fold of Islam, and so forth, then is a different thing. So therefore, I use the word justification.
Let's go to Sister Zara. She says, good morning, sir. Thank you for giving we non-Muslims this platform. I go the extra mile in work, and I feel so unappreciated. Not even a thank you. They make everything my problem. I have one daughter. Should I hand my resignation? Sister Zara, Ustad.
My sister Zara, I mentioned this on several occasions to my brother Junaid Tumana Arafat, brother Riaz Hussein. I met him there in Durban, our brother Riaz Hussein. I met brother Zakaria, brother Lance, all my Allah reward, all of them there in Durban as well, for all the sacrifices they are making. So our aim, my sister Zara, is we have nothing to hide. It is our conviction that we as Muslims only in the entire world have a scripture, a book that no interpolation, no addition, no omission has taken place. And to prove our deeds and our creed, we tell you we have millions of people throughout the world who have memorized the entire Noble Quran, 6,236 verses, 114 chapters, male, female, adult children, Arabs and non-Arabs. So that is the miracle. So therefore we are prepared to share the best with the rest, and you're doing me a favor by contacting us, and I want more and more non-Muslims. You don't have to agree with me, but tell me what you want to know about Islam or your personal problems, and then we will share it with you. Right, now Sister Zara, we have to solve your problem. Your problem is people have, this is the nature of human being, that the blame game. What is the blame game? Your colleagues, your people, whoever, they will be underperforming. You will be going the extra mile. So they will say that Sister Zara... that Sister Zara is the one who's prepared to go the extra mile. So let us be a little bit lax in our duties, and she will carry the cane. And when the superiors ask that who committed this mistake, they all will point to you. So they are forming a gang. You see, professional jealousy. You are now going further, and they are remaining stagnant because they don't want to fulfill their duty with beauty. So my Sister Zara, you ask me, right? So I'm giving you two verses. Both are very simple, and you read it in your English translation, and then you tell me after 1-2 weeks what happened. But you must read with conviction, my sister. This is the direct speech of Almighty Allah. Chapter 40, verse 44. وَأُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. O Almighty Allah, you say, O Supreme God, O God, capital G, I'm handing over my matters and affairs to you. You are all observing what the servants are doing. So you don't make it a thing, you're going to retaliate. No. You just continue, fulfill your duty with beauty. O Almighty Allah, you take care of them. So in the next verse, Allah says, Allah will protect you from their plotting, planning and scheming. Chapter 40, verse 44. And the next verse tells you and gives you the glad tidings. You got that, my sister Zara? Chapter 40, verse 44. Next one. Chapter 29, verse 30. Chapter 29, verse 30. In life, it happens like that. You have people who are jealous, envious. They will always try and say and run you down and so forth. The more they try and do that, Allah gives you more honor. That is the system of Allah, provided that you are on truth. So chapter 29, verse 30. Rabbin surni alal qawmil mufsideen. Almighty Allah, you assist me against the troublemakers and mischief makers. You know, my sister Zara, we spoke of Palestine, now today occupied Palestine by the Nazi regime of Israel. So you must remember this, that when you go to Palestine, you go to the Dead Sea. You go there, you will see the land and sand is the lowest portion on earth as far as altitude goes. This was the supplication of Lot, Lut alayhi salam, against the gay community, and how Almighty Allah punished them. So read these two verses, give out 100 rand every day to the poor, and Almighty Allah will help you. Chapter 40, verse 44, verse 20, chapter 29 and verse 30.
I see there's a listener says, Ustad, that Salam's Mufti, if a female has her period, her haid, at the time of a nikah. Is that nikah valid, Ustaz?
100% valid. You must remember she got such a shock. She's getting married. And when she saw her husband, then all the damal started. Instead of the green robot, then the red robot started. So therefore, I came down for a nikah there to Durban. That was the primary purpose. Then all the other programs came in and so forth. We wish, mashallah, my nephew Hafiz Yusuf Kareem and his son and the whole family, Ahmed Umar, he's also Hafiz Ahmed Umar, his wife, all of them, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala bless them with unity, love, and give them pious children. So that's why we went, mashallah. So therefore we tell you, you want your daughter, your son to get married, always speak to the girls' party, because sometimes it turns out to be a disappointment that it is your Laylatul Zifaf, that your wedding night, and wife says that, no, you know, I'm napak, I'm in haiz, I'm in my menses. So 100% the nikah is valid, the marriage is valid. So, but you should have spoken to her. But maybe you spoke to her, but because the nervousness and the anxiety and all that took over, and then the napaki started, the men's people go to Makkah, Medina, everything is fine. Suddenly when they come to Makkah for Umrah and for pilgrimage, minor pilgrimage, for Hajj, the pilgrimage, then the lady, all the trouble starts. So this happens. Certain things are beyond our control. Inna Allah kataba hadhihi ala banati Adam. Allah Jalla wala has ordained and prescribed this on the daughters of Nabi Adam alayhi salam. We in the Hajj season, Hajj months now. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, our honorable mother, when she was coming with the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the farewell Hajj in Sarif, everything we can give you time and date, that is Islam. Everything is documented. When she reads Sarif, where Sayyida Maymuna radiallahu anha is buried, the other honorable wife of the Master alayhi wa sallam, her napakiya menses started. And now the day of Arafat came. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed her, O Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu anha, that now leave your Umrah, make intention for Hajj and continue. And then she performed Umrah afterwards. So this happens. So don't be worried, my brother. Husband, wife, you are newly wedded, your nikah is valid. Read Surah 25 verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. O Allah, grant us as spouses and children that are the coolness of the eyes. When your wife is in menses, from above the knee to from below the knee to the ankle, feet, all that, you can touch skin to skin. Above the navel, you can touch skin to skin. The portion between the navel and the knees, that must be covered. Remember, you can't touch skin to skin. Ma focal izar. It must be above the fabric. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, hadith in Abu Dawood. Last question.
Let's go to Bloemfontein. Somebody wants to know, Ustad, when do we scan the skies for the month of Dhulqa'dah, Ustad?
MashaAllah, tonight we will have that question again in the Q&A with Maulana Arafat and myself. So today is the 28th. Tomorrow, Tuesday, is 29th. So tomorrow evening after Maghrib, whether you are in Free State, Bloemfontein, Free State, or anywhere else, South Africa and all the other countries, where tomorrow is the 29th. Many countries, today is the 29th. But anyway, where tomorrow is the 29th, so whether it's today or tomorrow, so remember that we on the 29th day of Shawwal, that evening after sunset, you must scan the sky. For us in South Africa, tomorrow evening we should be scanning the sky. The moon here in Gauteng will be 28 hours almost, and there in Durban more than 27.5 hours, in Cape Town more than 28.5 hours. So the chances will be very good, inshallah. So inshallah, tomorrow night will usher in, once the crescent is sighted, the first of Zulqada, the first of June, will run concurrently. Last point today, those who follow my nasiha, we will be sending out two nasiha, the 29th of Shawwal and the 30th of Shawwal, and tomorrow you will receive the first of Zulqa'dah, inshaAllah. Jazakallah khair to Mawlana Ahmad Dokrat, Hafidhullah, Barakallah Fik, Salaamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.